Welcome to this podcast about Siwash Rock and Stanley Park in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Siwash Rock is a sea stack on the western shoreline of Stanley Park on Burrard Inlet, between English Bay to the south and the entrance to Vancouver Harbor to the north, about 3 miles northwest of downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. The formation is about 50 feet tall and was formed around 32 million years ago as a volcanic dike that intruded into the sedimentary rock underlying most of the area. The softer sedimentary rock gradually eroded, leaving the basalt column. The legendary rock is also known by the historical Squamish name Skalsh, or Selhuxi Sevenelush. The Squamish name refers to the story of a man transformed by Zays. The complete story is related in the Legends of Vancouver. Siwash Rock stands as a monument to clean fatherhood, symbolizing one who kept his own life clean so that cleanliness might be the heritage of generations to come. A plaque near the rock states that it is Skalsh the Unselfish, who was transformed by Quaz the Transformer as a reward for unselfishness. The Squamish people are a distinct group within the larger Coast Salish cultural linguistic group. Before contact with Europeans, the Squamish population may have numbered several thousand. Howe Sound was the demographic center of Squamish society, but they had several seasonal villages in Burrard Inlet, particularly on the North Shore, in Stanley Park and False Creek. The Squamish visited Burrard Inlet primarily in spring and early summer to hunt, fish, and trade with other Aboriginal communities. First contact with Europeans probably occurred in 1792, when ships under the command of Captain George Vancouver encountered several dozen canoes of Aboriginal people in Burrard Inlet. By the mid-19th century, the Squamish numbered between 300 and 600. Siwash Rock Battery was established in 1914 as a temporary defense installation. The battery included 2 4-inch naval guns to protect the entrance to Vancouver Harbor. During the Second World War, a concrete searchlight shelter was built into the cliff face behind Siwash Rock. The shelter was one of 10 built to illuminate enemy ships. These shelters were each fitted with a remotely operated 60-inch searchlight of 800 million candle power, along with a generator. The concrete searchlight shelter remains, and the top now serves as the base of an observation deck overlooking Siwash Rock. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.